All right. Now, getting back to you, Dr. Wakefield, big picture here. What would you call the historic point we're at where no one's ever been more awake to vaccines? People are waking up faster. It's all over the news that Bill Gates is the most hated man in the world, that people think he's out to get him. He's coming out saying life doesn't go back to normal until you take my shot. This seems like a real collision course.
It is. You know, when we were finishing the production, no one had heard action on this COVID-19. But there is the silver lining to this cloud, Alex, is that never have more people worldwide and certainly in this country been alive to the issue of mandatory vaccination. Somehow, when it was just children having to have vaccines to go to school, it was one thing. But suddenly, when adults were being told, you're the next in line and it's going to happen from pregnancy to grave, vaccination according to the CDC schedule, everybody just said no. And over 56% of people in this country now are saying we're not going to get it. And then you have Fauci saying we're going to need 75% of people having it to have vaccine-induced herd immunity. So that's a bust right from the very beginning. It's not going to work, not least of which is because this disease has virtually disappeared now, and the need for the vaccine has gone. God forbid.
I saw him with Rand Paul yesterday. I don't know if you saw it. He looked so hateful the way he was looking at Rand Paul. It wasn't fake hate. It was like desperate hate. Like he just wanted to kill Rand Paul. Have you seen this video?
No, I haven't seen it. I love
it. Hey, guys, cue that video up. We'll go to it in a moment. From yesterday, Fauci flips out on Rand Paul. We'll play that in a moment. But what? I get it. They hurt a bunch of people. It doesn't protect people most of the time. They're busy covering up. We're talking during a break. What is this cult? And you're just saying that they want our trust. They want that power.
They've lost it, and they'll never get it back. And this is what they can't understand. There was a meeting at the World Health Organization the other day saying, why are the anti-vaxxers winning on social media? Why are we losing? You're losing because truth is on the side of those who are concerned about the safety of the vaccine. Not anti-vaxxers necessarily, but people who are genuinely scientifically concerned about the safety of vaccines for very, very good reasons. And what we're seeing now, Alex, is a huge play. If they can win this, if they can force the world to comply, to fall in line with mandatory vaccination, then they can win. And if they lose, they lose not just for this vaccine, but for all vaccines.
We're going to play clip 13 here in just a moment, but this really is a house of cards falling. If there was a vaccine I could take that maybe where I didn't get sick from something, I'd take it. I'm all into medicine, science, everything. But this particular thing is just like where they admit like 100 million got cancer, they think, from the polio shot. I've got like CDC reports from the 70s and then the swine flu and all the other problems and the UT when my mom was like 50 years old. She was still on the UT Masters team. She was winning silver and gold medals against Olympic athletes. She didn't get into swimming until she was like 30. And they told the team, take your flu shot. She was in bed for months, almost died, never swam competitively again. She was doing triathlons. It almost killed her. I mean, that's not anecdotal. It's like a cobra bites me. I'm not a toxicologist. I'm not an expert on cobras. I just know cobras kill you. And she got the shot and almost killed her.
Yeah, I think this is, as you say, I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm pro-vaccine safety, I'm pro the health of children, and I'm pro-choice. I'm pro the parents being able to choose what goes into their children's bodies and their own
bodies. And you can't have that with liability protection.
Exactly. You cannot have
that.
So
what's going on?
There can be no mandates.
So what's going on? Because I read about in the London Guardian, even the Chinese news, that governments, like the German government, like 10 years ago, quote, got clean vaccines, like better vaccines for government ministers. Is there any truth to that?
No, I haven't heard that. That's interesting. And would it surprise me? No.
Let's play this clip of Senator Rand Paul yesterday where he's got Fauci in the hearing. And Fauci, if you blow the video up, I did, looks like he's dying. I mean, he just absolutely hates Rand Paul so much. It's so real. It's not like a fake hate. I mean, he is like, looks like he's dying. Here's the video.
Do you have any second thoughts? Are you willing to look at the data that countries that did very little actually have a lower death rate than the United States?
You know, Senator, I'd be happy at a different time to sit down and go over detail. You've said a lot of different things. You've compared us to Sweden, and there are a lot of differences. And you said, well, you know, there are a lot of differences between Sweden, but compare Sweden's death rate to other comparable Scandinavian countries. It's worse. So I don't think it's appropriate to compare Sweden with us. Yes, we have I think in the beginning, we've done things based on the knowledge we had at the time. And hopefully, and I am, and my colleagues are humble enough and modest enough to realize that as new data comes, you make different recommendations. But I don't regret saying that the only way we could have really stopped the explosion of infection was by essentially, when I say shutting down, I mean essentially having the physical separation and the kinds of recommendations that we've made.
You've been a big fan of Cuomo and the shutdown in New York. Okay. You've lauded New York for their policy. New York had the highest death rate in the world. How could we possibly be jumping up and down and saying, oh, Governor Cuomo did a great job? He had the worst death rate in the world.
No, you misconstrued that, Senator, and you've done that repetitively in the past. They got hit very badly. They've made some mistakes. Right now, if you look at what's going on right now, the things that are going on in New York to get their test positivity 1% or less is because they are looking at the guidelines that we have put together from the task force of the four or five things of masks, social distancing, outdoors more than indoors, avoiding crowds, and washing hands.
Or they've developed enough community immunity that they're no longer having the pandemic because they have enough immunity in New York City to actually stop.
I challenge that, Senator. Please, sir, I would like to be able to do this because this happens with Senator Rand all the time. You were not listening to what the director of the CDC said.
He's God.
That in New York, it's about 22%.
Shut it down. We only got a few minutes till break. You're a medical doctor, that's supposedly a medical doctor, debating a medical doctor. They said 2.5 million will be dead in America, then 2.2. They've been counting the list of people that died of something else on that. I mean, it's all fraud, and he's sitting there telling Senator Paul he's wrong.
Yeah, if you look at Sweden, Sweden has exactly the same mortality curve for every other country in the world. They did not lock down. Switzerland did not lock down. Yes, you can compare them. We have the same Northern European genetic background as the Swedes. That's still a
why does he look so hateful right there? That
he does, doesn't he? Because he knows he's wrong and he knows he's losing. And when you look at the states, it's not just country by country. When you look at the states and you look at the mortality curves for the states, New York, as he says, is way and away the highest. The northeastern seaboard is the highest, and the lowest states, the lowest mortality in is right at the bottom are those states that did not lock down. The six states that...
And by the way, he denies that on the video, but it's true.
No, so it's not just between countries, it's within the United States as well. So the message is that the lockdown, the masks, the social distancing appears to have had no beneficial...
So let me ask you this, Dr. Wakefield, what do we do next? We'll come back with him in 2 minutes. I'm Alex Jones, and for listeners, this isn't just about COVID, obviously. It's a power grab, it's a lockdown. It's run by the UN and multinational corporations. We have to kill this lie. Is it a real virus? Absolutely. Is it way over-exaggerated? Absolutely. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Film they don't want you to see. And here's the deal. There's a major battle going on. Dr. Andy Wakefield is here with us. And I've got two segments. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. And then our next guest, Jason Jones, is taking over. He's going to be co-hosting. A lot to cover. What else do you want to impart to listeners and viewers? I have a lot of questions, but what else do you want to talk about?
I guess there are three things that I just want to reinforce. And that is that it's the death of experts, okay? The experts have, God save us from experts, Alex. But what we need is this vaccine is on the way. These vaccines are on the way. Operation Warp Speed, no liability for the manufacturers or anyone in the chain of provision of these vaccines. So therefore, no mandates. There can be no vaccine mandates, and we need to hear that from the president, and we need to hear that there are no mandates at either the federal, state, or local level, and no recrimination. That's number one. Number two is there are effective alternative therapies. Hydroxychloroquine, we were talking about vitamin D3, for example, vitamin C, zinc. These need to be made available in the science. The science is emphatically in favor of those treatments. Trump, interestingly, has been pushing that, and the resistance has come once again from those with a vaccine and vaccine-only agenda like Tony Fauci and Bill Gates. And then people, if they are to understand where we're going in the future with this, please watch the film 1986, The Act. You can download it. You can order the DVD. You can watch it by streaming. But if you can watch that, you will understand where we've come from and therefore where we are going in the future. We have been here before, and we will go here again unless we learn that lesson.
Well, that's right. This isn't about vindication. It's about redemption and saving children's lives and our economy in the future, because we keep doing this to our children. We have no economy. Even if you're a cold-blooded sociopath, this is not a good plan. And we have to reverse this. We have to stop this. But as you said, too big to fail. They're so big, so powerful. Instead of backing off when the UN even comes out and says we're killing people, vaccines are a fraud, they just double down and go, we're taking everything over. I mean, wow, that's what abusers do.
And I think the other thing to bear in mind is whenever you've had a state that has pushed a mandatory vaccination law, for whatever peculiar reason, it's come right down the middle of the political divide. The Democrats have been in favor of mandatory vaccination, stripping parents of their rights, effectively owning the children, making them wards of state, and the Republicans have resisted it. That has happened in every state where this has happened, and we know that if the Democrats win, that there will be a federal mandate, not state mandate, but federal mandate from pregnancy to grave.
That's right.
And that's what we've got to find.
Well, I mean, if they can't abort the babies, they got to get them. What it is the state wants power over our bodies. But the left claims that women need power over their bodies. Well, don't we all get power over our bodies?
There is an extraordinary ambiguity, a contradiction there, that they've been in favor of giving forced vaccination. And yet, when it comes to other issues of health choice, then they're all in favor of bodily autonomy and a woman's body is her own.
I bet on them losing.
I think they need to learn a lesson that they do not represent the people and they do not represent the best interests of the children or the people of this country.
This is a longer question, and I'm going to ask you as we come back from break so you have time, because you don't want to talk about yourself, but the path you've been on, I described this when you were on the phone or Skype a few months ago. I mean, because I've been through this similarly, and thank God I got vindication in like a year or two, and it was not fun. We barely stayed on air. It took you, like, 10 years to get vindication?
In many people's eyes, I'm still not there, but in many, I am, yes. So it's taken a long
time. I mean, not that you need vindication. You already knew you were right. But, I mean, no, everybody loves you, man. Everybody, like, oh, that's the guy that, I mean, they put out false stories about stuff you didn't say and didn't do. They lied and said you were a liar. They did the same thing to me. They misrepresent. And you just kept going, and then time caught up with your facts, and you're a damn trailblazer. I mean, it's not about kissing your ass, folks. If we don't celebrate people that trailblaze, we're dead. And I don't celebrate basketball players or movie stars. If we don't start celebrating people that stood up when it was the right time, did the right thing, went through hell for all of us, then we have no future. And under Andrew Wakefield, you did that.
Thank you, Alec.
Well, you know it's true. So I'm asking you that. What you said on the air, but you're now in person. You retell the story. But come back. You're in Texas. You lived here. You're the night sky, and you were absolved. You were, like, empowered. We'll talk about that in 60 seconds. Stay with us. That's the stuff. The film is 1986, The Act. And we've got Dr. Andrew Wakefield, the trailblazer, here with us for one more segment. I'm your host, Alex Jones. So here's the best way for me to describe this. When I was sitting there this morning, knowing you were coming on the show, driving into work at like 8 a.m., and I thought, what do I first say to Dr. Andrew Wakefield? And of course, I went off into Bill Gates and Trump and forced inoculations, but what is it like 30 years ago to discover what the connections to autism, especially in boys, to be demonized, to be lied about, to have them come out and say you're a liar, you admit you're a fake, which you didn't do, try to destroy you, and to be vindicated? But the better question is this. What is it like to see thousands of doctors and nurses and scientists, epidemiologists, you know, the head of Rockefeller Hospital come out and say you need herd immunity, this is a fraud, locking people up will make it worse? All that's been vindicated now. So you were kind of the beta test of silencing medical professionals. But now they're not just trying to bully you, who ended up being triumphant at many levels and fighting back and even becoming more powerful in your pro-human advocacy. Now they're not just starting a fight with Dr. Andy Wakefield. Now they're starting it with thousands of doctors from Belgium to the U.S. to Russia to Japan to Mexico, and they're really getting pissed. And I think they've got a tiger by the tail. What do you say to that?
Yes, they have. They cannot win this, Alex. People are coming around now to seeing the truth. And once that happens, it happens en masse, and it gains momentum, and it's unstoppable. And right now it's unstoppable. And that is why they are in such a dilemma. Their vaccine and vaccine-only policy, the enormous funds and profits from the pharmaceutical companies, all of this is under threat, and that's their future, and they are fighting just as hard as they can to deal with it. And you talked about the story of what it was like, and we talked about this on the show before, but yeah, there was a time when
taking everything away from you, trying to bankrupt you, all over the news, silent. I mean, you talk about that spiritual moment. Tell folks in the camera about that.
It was a dark time. You know, they were stripping me of all the letters after my name, and the papers were being taken away, and the honors, and all this kind of thing. And it was dark, and I was having to fight legal battles against huge entities. And I went down to West Texas. I went down into the country, down to Bandera, beautiful, beautiful part of the world. And I was out in the night sky, and there was no ambient light. There was nothing. And I looked up into the sky, and all I saw were billions and billions of stars. The universe just went on. It was absolutely extraordinary. And suddenly I realized that this was not about me. It wasn't about me at all. It may be dressed up to look like it's about me. You know, the insults are leveled at me in the media, but that's just a way of playing the game. And it wasn't about me. It was about something far more important. It was about the health of children, the integrity of families, the future of the country, the future of the world. Something far more important than Andy Wakefield. Andy Wakefield was completely irrelevant. And that was a wonderful moment that I shared with Alex before, because a huge burden, a huge weight was taken off my shoulders, and I was able to just move forward irrespective of what they said or did. I was able to continue what I was doing, expand what I was doing, enjoy what I was doing, and do it in a much more creative way. And now I'm a filmmaker. I love making films, and it's a way, an extraordinary way of bringing a message to people based on a true story, telling people the facts, because people understand film. Americans understand film. And it is an extraordinary way of bringing the truth to the world. So I'm a very lucky man, Alex.
Well, that brings tears to my eyes, because I've been through a lot, and I've meant well. I've made mistakes, but I've always tried to be true. And there's that moment where you just realize you're part of a larger continuum. You're part of the universe. You're part of God's plan. And it's like God reaches down and says, hey, listen, just do the right thing. We got it handled. You're not alone. So what about all the mainstream media? So what about Hollywood? Those are the losers. And we're the winners, because we're telling the truth.
Yeah, they're having to shift their position, and it's fascinating how they're having to do that, and saying the vaccine hype for COVID-19 needs to be brought back to reality. They were the ones responsible for the hype. They created that hype in the first place, and now they're having to face the reality that people like you and me were saying this all along.
And what do you make of these crowds of 50,000, 100,000, a million in Berlin, they were saying no, and in defiance of the lockdowns?
Well, this is the hearts and minds of the people, and it's all over the world, and they cannot win. When you see that kind of gathering, the biggest single gathering in the history of the German people, right there, and it's about COVID, it's about lockdown, it's about mandatory vaccination.
I've been told people that went to Germany, they're more awake than anybody.
Oh, yeah, they've lived through this. They will not go back. They will not go back to force.
So they've been under cults.
Oh, so that's very interesting to see. And I got a talk.
Some are saying it was as much as the German million.
1.3 million people.
Wow.
Yeah, and I got a call from my mother the other day, and she said, the National News said last night on television that you're coming to England to address an anti-vaccine rally. And I said, no, if you don't trust the news, don't listen to the news. And I was on that Monday, and I broadcast to Trafalgar Square. There was a huge gathering.
You did it via the internet, yeah.
Via the internet. And it was, this is all over the world, Alex. People are rising up and seeing the truth.
Well, I look at Bill Gates and I look at globalists on TV. They look scared. And I don't even care about scaring them, but I'm kind of glad that they now got the fear of God in them.
Yeah, they realize that they've overplayed their hand. They've pushed too far. And the biggest mistake they've made is they've underestimated the intelligence and the determination and the integrity of the American people.
And you said particularly mothers.
Particularly mothers. They have underestimated the extraordinary power of maternal intuition. That is such a powerful force. It's the reason we're here on this earth today. Perhaps God's greatest gift is maternal intuition, because it is an ancient wisdom, and it is far more powerful than the man in the white coat or antibiotics or vaccines or anything man has ever done. And if mothers listen to that internal authority and do not listen to the external authority of people like Tony Fauci, who've just admitted the mistakes they've made, then we will this is going to be game over.
I was about to say, why would, after the UN came out and said there's no way to protect yourself therapeutically beforehand, vitamins mean nothing when science says the opposite, his admission, I think he knows how ridiculous he looks.
Yes, he does, and he has to admit that he's taking these vitamins himself.
Wow. All right, we got 2 minutes left. The film, how do people see it again?
1986, The Act. Go there. Please watch this film. Understand where we've come from. Understand why we are here now. Why this act is central to all of the problems that we face in vaccination policy worldwide right now. Take away liability from the manufacturers. Give them a mandatory market, and they will make a massive profit. That gives them huge power, and they come to control everything except the hearts and minds of the people.
And you were previously in the UK, then you moved to Austin, now you're another part of the US, but we're just so pleased to have you. Looking into your crystal ball, I don't see any way that the establishment can extricate themselves from this. I mean, they can try to oppress us, they can try to double down. I just think it's going to be more explosive.
I think if we want to protect health freedom in this country, then it's a single issue vote, and I think it's quite clear that we have to vote for the present administration to continue for the next 4 years to protect those health freedoms.
Exactly, because the Democrats are saying it's forced. Trump's saying you can take it if you want.
Exactly. And that needs to be reinforced. No state, federal, or local mandates, and no recrimination. We need to hear that from him.
Wow. And again, as your film states, we need liability on these companies. I've got liability. You've got liability. Why don't they have liability?
Without liability, there is no incentive for safety. And that needs to be put back in place, and they need to be sued for the deliberate damage they've done. They need to face punitive damages and everything that comes with it.
We got 30 seconds left. You're here with your healthy grandchild you're visiting, who's in Austinite, and vaccine-free, you were telling me.
Vaccine-free and absolutely as healthy as a butcher's dog, as we say in England.
Man, people see my children, I got four. They go, what's going on with these kids? And I was like, there's no vaccines.
Yeah, no, it's a joy to see him, and my duty now is to protect him and babies like him.
I'm not trying to be mean to folks that made the mistake of vaccinating their kids, but when your kids aren't vaccinated, it's like they're from Krypton versus planet Earth. Dr. Wakefield, thank you so much, brother.